The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all.
Well, this is John Stadtmiller's show. This is Ralph Kermit Winterwood II, and I'm sitting in for John today. I'm not sure what he's up to, but he's out and about. And I'm going to cover it's kind of a complex subject. I'm going to try to keep it real simple, but I'm going to make a couple of comments too. It's just what do we call it? Mate Bannon is kicking butt. Oh God, I love that. Flake, Senator Flake is going away, and old McCain, he's on a deathbed, hopefully, here. A terrible thing to say, but boy, he's a piece of garbage. We get rid of two of them, and Corker in Tennessee, and we get Judge Moore down in Alabama, and I tell you what, got to start one at a time to clean the swamp, because it is really deep. This thing with the Hillary Clinton and all of this uranium stuff, which has been around, and here they've been tracking down for trying to nail something onto Trump. But this is the old Saul Alinsky out of the Rules for Radical book he wrote. He dedicated the book to Lucifer. Then that ought to tell you something right there. Always accuse the other guy of what you're doing, and never admit the con. Never admit the con. Always lie. And it worked pretty good too, actually. But here we have Hillary and Bill and Holder and Obama and Lynch. These people are up to their eyeballs. And Mueller, that's on the independent counsel, and I forget the other guy's name that's in the FBI or something now, acting something Stein, some Jew guy. These people are up to their eyeballs in treason. That's treason. National security stuff like uranium, and we're giving it to Russia, and they're getting kickbacks, laundering the money through the Clinton Foundation, and speeches that the $500,000, who in the hell would give $500,000 to listen to Bill talk? The payoff. I'm hoping something comes out of it. I am really disappointed to date of Jeff Sessions, the AG, because he should never recused himself. I agree with Trump. And why? I mean, these are the criminal acts by the Democratic Party are so numerous. And here we are still dilly-dallying around trying to find some connection with Trump, with no evidence. You say, this is beyond the pale. I don't know what to say anymore. It's just so unbelievable. But here we are. But Bannon is really doing, I'm really glad I watched his speech in California. And the problem's us, folks. Got to get off our butts, and we got the winning hand if we'll just get out there and do it. But we're going to have to fight every inch of the way, because these people are liars. And they're professional liars. They're really good at it. Anyways, I do tend to do more technical stuff. I have a show every Sunday on John's network on the Republic Broadcasting from, let's see, mine is from 2 to 4, so it'd be from 5 to 7, I guess, Central Standard Time. And we're making great headway on a lot of different issues. Typically, it's IRS issues that I deal with. Social Security number. I'm going to talk about that today. Why do you need a Social Security number? Do you really know? Do you know who you are? Is it important? These are critical issues. And everyone listening, including me, has signed documents, did not understand what's called the terms. Under the penalties of perjury, to be a citizen of the United States, I challenge anybody to really know what it means. That must have a meaning. Sounds really good. Can't get a driver's license without it. I have now. Can't go to vote without it. I have. Other people have now. To exercise their elective franchise. Is it really important, or is this just patriot nonsense? I deal in real facts. I use Westlaw, and if you don't have Westlaw and you're tangling with these top attorneys in federal cases, I don't like to deal in state courts. The federal courts are corrupt, and the state courts are make the federal courts look like they're saints. Alaska's beyond hope. Minnesota's beyond hope, but we're in Rappert's case up there on a tax case. We've gained the ground. It's taken a whole year, but we're gaining ground. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Where they went after him and tried to incarcerate him for up to 40 years for not signing a tax return. Their signature. Can you believe this? Like I say, this stuff is so unbelievable when you actually start getting down to the real facts and forget the patriot nonsense, forget the liar's concept, the stuff that actually we can prove. I have an IRS list, by the way. It's a $250 postal money order. You get access to all sorts of documents. And I just finished. And if you don't have the money, you just have to email me at IRS. I don't use Ralph anymore for that type. IRS at alaskaminuteman.com. And if you have Skype, the latest one I just got scanned is the 1929 ruling case law, which is the head of the first American jurisprudence, and it's amazing, the stuff that's in there. It's 28 volumes with 2 pages of index. This stuff is just shocking when you actually get to see it. They have, instead of like in some of the later Amjur and Corpus Juris, you'll have most of the pages, and then you'll have some footnotes at the bottom for cases. In some of this ruling case law, you'll have maybe 3 or 4 or 5 sentences at the top, and all the rest of it is case sites, so that you can actually start to understand how they screwed us out of our republic. They conned us, folks. That's a fact. You've heard of Esau in the Bible? Porridge and lentil beans. He sold his birthright. Property and lineage. He sold it. That's you and me. We do it. Done it many times. There's no way to totally get out of this situation, this Babylon, but there are things that we can do that are important to our lives to win. And to expose them that they do not want out. They do not want out how they have taken our republic. And what's amazing is we, you and me, have supported being slaves on their plantation. Like I say, you just can't make this stuff up. It's so unbelievable that nobody will believe it. Well, the first one of the many things is the elective franchise, the 13th and the 14th and the 15th Amendment. You hear this all the time. You're a 14th Amendment citizen. You're a citizen of the United States. Hoo-ha! Yay! Really? What does it mean? How can I be? Why would it be? Why would this status be? You see, our republic was founded on the inalienable rights from the Creator, Declaration of Independence, the only country in the whole world that I know of anything like this, ever. We are so fortunate and blessed to have been born in this country. Or even the people that have immigrated. Most people came. My family came. Germans and stuff came in the latter part of the 17th century. But that's neither here nor there. Why is it important? And why am I not a citizen of the United States? Because your status, who you are, is called standing. You have to identify if you are one of the people, it's called law of the land, or once due process of law, you have to have inalienable rights from the Creator, Declaration of Independence. You got to be a real man or woman, not a fiction, not something made up. Therein lies the rub. They started this back in the Civil War, but in 1866, they started under the guise of the blacks for the Civil War. Because you see, in anybody that has done any sort of contracts, you have to have standing to be in a contract. If your neighbor has a contract with another neighbor, you can't get in the middle of that contract because you don't have any standing there. It's not nothing to do with you. People make contracts. There's got to be consideration on both sides and agree to the terms. Those are things of a contract. Our Constitution has we the people of the United States. Constitution of the United States is its true name, by the way. If you, these lawyers use, and even the people that think they know what they're doing, they're not paying attention. The United States Constitution is not the same as the Constitution of the United States. United States Constitution, you go look, you have to look for it in the dictionary. It's called a compounding of nouns. You're using nouns to describe a constitution. Not the singular. Constitution of the United States is the correct and only terminology. We have to be specific. This is the game that the con job that they've done. They're using English against us. Nobody, I guarantee you, listening to this show can fill out these forms, IRS forms, driver's license forms, and understand all the terms. And what is a term? Why can't I just go look in the dictionary and see what something means? What the actual meaning of it is? Well, guess what? This is why anybody that's done anything, it is so ludicrous, so far-fetched, it's as same as dog means cat. Means is the exclusive use of a new meaning put to a word or words that must be disclosed. So, I see dog. But these lawyers are talking about cat. You think that's crazy? This is the problem. We do not understand these terms, and I'm going to get to the Social Security number before we get over show today. Why do we have to have a social slavery number? What's it for? Can you prove it? Where is it? I fill out these forms, and they do not disclose the terms. Because these terms are in definitions. Anybody that's done any legal research, even a lot of medical medical stuff, all these different trades, profession have meanings. They have terms. They have specific meanings to a word that's not general usage. The IRS tax code is one of the worst. And what's even more shocking is the people in the IRS agents, they don't even know They have no clue. They don't teach them it. They compartmentalize it. They have no idea what they're talking about. No idea. So we go to these terms or these forms, and everything's got a form. Sign up under true and correct under the penalties of perjury, or is true. I believe it to be true. Why do I have to do this? Do they ever do it back? All of these city codes and all this other stuff? No, they don't. Why do I got to do it? Because, and here's a killer, and I found this in the, somebody sent me the 1914 words and phrases. Guess what, folks? They're not making what's called general law or general statutes. They're making what's called private law. They call it public law, but it only applies to a specific class of people. Now, this is a barn burner of a thought. And stay with me. I'm going to try to explain it. If you get this concept down, and it's just in this ruling case law, there is so much in there. But I saw this. This was in page 719. By the way, this is on the internet. And by the way, anybody that wants any of these documents that I'm talking about today, because believe nothing I tell you, send an email to irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and I'll send you the documents. This one paragraph was one of the missing links that I needed to understand how they did it right in front of us. This is on page 719 under general law of the words and phrases. Like I say, it's on the internet. Google actually did the OCRing of this. They turned it so you could word search it. They say a public law is a measure that affects the welfare of a state of a unit as a unit. A private law is one that provides an exception to the public rule. The one is an answer to the public need, and the other is an answer to a private prayer. Do you ever notice that if you've done any legal work, how they put in a prayer for relief, these attorneys do? Here's where it really gets interesting. I couldn't believe this when I just hit me upside the head. It just clarified it, and that's what I'm going to work on today, is hopefully trying to explain this. When it acts upon a public bill, the legislature legislates. When it acts upon a private bill, it adjudicates. So now stop and think about that. And we're going to go into great detail because this is a key to understanding how these guys are getting away with it. When the legislature is actually make a public bill, they're like making legislature statutes for Oregon, statutes for Texas, statutes for whatever, statutes for the United States. But when it acts upon a private bill, it adjudicates. I'm going to go through the next sentence, and then we're going to get in explaining this. And when you see this, it's shocking. It passes from the function of a lawmaker to that of a judge. So when these legislators and Congress are doing private law, they're actually acting as judges. Well, how does they do that? Continuing on, it is transformed from a tribunal of the people to a justice shop for the seeker of special privilege. Back in a minute. I hope you're sitting down as I explain this. But
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, well, we're back here. This is Ralph Winterroad. I'm setting in out of Alaska for John today, and I'm explaining, trying to. It's a complex concept, but when you see it, it'll hit you upside the head. How did we end up in this mess? You think there's no rule of law. There's no justice. You say, how can this be? I mean, it's all over. It's a pandemic type of situation. It's just shocking. One of the things, the parts of this, is almost everything we do requires a Social Security number. Why do I have to have a Social Security number? Why do I have to use it all the time? They want it for a driver's license. They want it in Alaska for the permanent fund. They want it when you sign up to vote. Benefits, every place. Welfare, there's a reason for it, for welfare. But why do I have to have one? Because it's tied into this private law. And it's for citizens of the United States. A citizen of the United States has no country. A citizen of the United States has no domicile. How do I know what a citizen of the United States might be? They started this back, like I was talking about the Constitution of the United States. There's two parties to the contract. We the people. That's the citizens of the several states. These are all separate countries called the several states. They all have their own constitutions, their own laws, their own statutes. And they're joined together as they're called the several states in the Constitution of the United States. So we got two parties there. So if you're going to disassemble in front of us, everybody, the two parties can't have any standing. They don't exist in this contract, this Constitution. Well, then, how did they pull this off? How can you prove that? Do you know who you are? If you don't know who you are, like Esau in the Bible, he surrendered his citizenship, his birthright. He lost his lineage and the right to own property. Esau in the Bible did it. That's what they've got us doing, but we have to continually keep signing up to step out of who we are, the law of the land. Because guess what? They want us to be willing slaves, and we all are. Let's see what the first thing they did in 1866. Easily verified if you have a computer, if you're listening. 42 United States Code. It's 1981 or 1982. Let's go to 42 USC 1982. This should shock people. 42 United States Code 1982. All citizens of the United States shall have the same right in every state and territory as is enjoyed by white citizens thereof to inherit, purchase, lease, sell, hold, or convey real and personal property. Same rights as white citizens? Man, that can't be current today. Look it up. 42 USC 1982. Same rights as a white citizen. Now, who do you think that was made for in 1866? It was made for the Negroes. That's 1866. They put it into the 14th Amendment, but they had to put a qualifier in it. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Well, you ever heard of a law subject to the jurisdiction thereof? Hey, if it either applies to me or it don't apply to me. Oh, I got to sign up for it. That's the game. So is it still like that today? The Negroes have to have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens? No. You see, in 1866, they did this thing to destroy the citizens of the several states. They have the 14th Amendment. Go back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and this is Ralph Witterwood. I'm sitting in for John Stadtmiller, and trying to explain, trying to lay the groundwork here for Social Security number and how we are voting for our own slavery. We don't want the inalienable rights from a creator. I want to have man's law, and then there's Lucifer, the devil. Tom in Florida, question, comment?
Yeah, hello, John, hello. You hear me?
Oh, hey, yeah, Tom. Now I can hear you. Yep, go ahead.
Hey, Ralph, first off, we know about the Federal Reserve, who's controlling it, and all that insanity, and it's being exposed kind of, sort of. So let's hope for the best on that. Now that Trump is in there, hopefully he picks he's going to get ready.
Well, I don't know about all that broad statement of the Federal Reserve, but we know that it's not Treasury notes and all that. But go ahead. With your point.
Well, when I want to talk about this, Ralph, it's a little off subject, but this is not really off subject, because I was watching a video about Corey Feldman, the actor, and he's talking about the pedophilia in Hollywood, and that correlates to who's running our government, because you got a childhood actor who was actually a superstar, almost like an actor, not maybe a superstar, but he was a star actor as a kid, and this guy's getting threatened. I mean, he's talking about the pedophilia in Hollywood, who's controlling Hollywood, and how powerful Hollywood really is, and it's like, this guy's getting death threats. It's unbelievable. He wants to be, as a matter of fact, they ought to make a movie about his life story, and that would shock the nation. Because it's like with what's going on with our government, with the feds and with the IRS and all that. I mean, look at these conservative groups that were targeted. during Obama's administration, Ralph, with this Lois Lerner.
These are all general accusations. I'm trying to get the show today to things that we can prove so that we can start to get a real understanding. We know that pedophilia is beyond belief in Hollywood. There is no doubt about it. It's nationwide. It's going on. It would shock the conscience. And if you knew the rest of how they do a lot of this,
you have to go back to the Bolshevik Revolution of Tsar Nicholas in Russia. This guy was one of the richest men in the world at that time with his family. And then what happened to him? What happened to Russia?
It's happening here.
Joe McCarthy proved it. Joe McCarthy, the senator from Wisconsin, proved it.
We're way off point on a lot of things here. So thanks for calling and listening, but I want to get back on the point of what the show's about here. This is way too general here for what I want to do today and what to help people understand stuff we can really prove. So anyway, thanks for calling. Why do I got to do this? Why this? Something as simple as a Social Security number. How many people really know? What is it all about? And getting back to the issue of the citizen of the United States to have the same rights as white citizen, does that sound a little racist, a little discriminatory, you think? That was 1866. 1868, they got the 14th Amendment through. It still doesn't do any harm if you really understand what's going on with it. Hopefully I'll have time today. I'm going to read something on that. Because what we think we know is not so. We've been lied to. It's a con. And guess what? Old Congress had an epiphany in 1870. They said, by the way, you know that thing we can have all the same rights as the white citizens? Do you know we could naturalize you and you're equal in all respects? There's no difference? Yeah. That's 16 statutes at large. 254, 1870. So why didn't they do that to begin with? Because they had to get you and me, like Esau, to abandon our citizenship, our standing. And there's two parties to the contract, we the people and the several states, to the Constitution of the United States. So they waited till the 17th Amendment, in 1913, and they got the legislatures of the several states, because the senators are represented by the legislatures of the several states, not by we the people. And they got that through. I'm going to get the congressional record. I don't know how they sold it, but they did. Do you know what changed from 1913 to 1917? So now we have in 1913... we the people, the citizens of the several states, we don't have any standing anymore because we're all citizens of the United States that has no country, no domicile. And then they got the several states. They don't have the legislatures. They don't have any standing to represent the several states for the senators. It's back to the citizens of the United States with no country and no domicile. Just made it up. Can we prove it? From 1787 to 1913, the real party of interest that had standing, somebody that has a reason to be there and can prove they have to be there and why they got to be there, called United States, was the real party of interest from 1787 to 1913. From 1913 to 1915, in all of these courts, it changed. The real party of interest was no longer United States. Who wanted to change to? Called United States of America. Go look at any IRS case. Look at these federal agencies. United States of America. Well, how could we have a change from the real party of interest of the United States? We had it from 1787. It worked really good up to 1913. Why would we change it? How could they change it? There is over 113 cases that I have found. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Now, who in the holy hell is that? I think it's Congress. I haven't proved that yet. It's in complaints from the Department of Justice. What happened to the United States? I thought we lived, had the Constitution of the United States. There's a Constitution for the United States of America in the preamble, but it's called the Constitution of the United States. Where the hell did the United States go? Oops. Because we had to get the parties out of the contract. Our constitutions. The people no longer have standing because we don't know any better. We keep signing up for something else to be a citizen of the United States. And nobody, almost nobody knows what in the holy hell that means. You can't sit on a federal jury. Jeopardy does not attach until that they figure out and you have to agree to be tried by citizens of the United States. You know how I'm used to these misdemeanors when they were pounding on me? As soon as they got through, I'd say, oh, well, I have a great informed jury here, members. I got a question. Y'all just swore that you are a citizen of the United States. What is it? Whoops, boy, the prosecutor couldn't get rid of me quick enough. Because they didn't know. I said, I have a jury here that just made a, they lied. They swore to something and they don't even know what it is. I can't trust these folks. It's not a trial by jury of my peers. I'm a citizen of Alaska. Shocking what something as simple as that can do. You have a right to challenge all of the juries, especially federal, before they get on these jury members, and you challenge them also when they before the trial. If you have a trial by jury, which is not a trial by jury, it's just an inquisition. The judge is doing the law. It's all a ruse. It's all a lie. That's another whole show. But getting back to this private law and this Social Security number, why do I got to have it for every darn thing I do? You can't get a bank account. They want it. Can't get a driver's license without it. Can't vote without it. Can't get the permanent fund of benefit in Alaska. Well, we'll see. It's printed, by the way. And let me read it. It's found in, let's see here. Let me pull it up. Why do I need a driver's or a Social Security number? Is this a statute by the Congress? Nope. It's by an agency for employee benefits under the Social Security Administration, which I got the congressional record on, also, by the way, made in 1935, which said it's strictly for a citizen of the United States. It's 20 CFR, that's Code of Federal Regulations, Section 422.104. 20 CFR, Section 422.104. What's a Code of Federal Regulations? It's not statutes. This is the total overthrow of our republic to hand off to agencies, which Franklin Delano Roosevelt really got started, called the New Deal. These are things that they set outside the government, and they make regulations. And it's a long, drawn-out process. It's proposed rules, final rules, supposed to have the force and effect of law against we, the people, against an individual. Here's the game. Everybody listening thinks you're an individual. Go to Webster's, go to Oxford. Yay, you think you're an individual? Nope. It's as crazy as dog means cat. You just think you are. I thought I was. I don't know about you. Would you know how to prove it? Would you know how to not to prove that it's not so? 5, United States code, 552A. That's 5 USC 552A. Records maintained on individuals. 5 USC 552A. Well, I go to definitions. There you always look the definitions. Because what you and I think we know, a word means has been turned into a term. And they use the word means. And the Supreme Court says when it says means, that's the exclusive use of this word or words in the context of whatever statute or whatever it's doing. 5 USC 552A, A2, the term. Individual means. Okay, so we're given the word individual. We think we're just separate. We're like, you know, this individual here, I'm different from the person sitting next to me. That's an individual. Nope. The term individual means a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence. What the hell? An alien is involved in this? Do they make our republic? A little bit of common sense logic says, wait a minute, we got a real problem here. A citizen of the United States. Okay, well, then we're back to that again. What the hell is a citizen of the United States? Which I'm going to get to a little later on in the show, next hour. I'm going to read it right out of the Congressional Record. Is it ready to be used? No. A citizen of the United States has no right for elective franchise. Citizen of the United States can't own property. You don't own your cars. You just think you do. They're all signed away with attorney-in-fact contracts. I didn't know that. I fought that for years. I finally went down to Wasilla and got all the stuff, and a single page. I all write title and interest, and it's notarized, and I gave the damn new Corvette that I wanted away before I ever drove it off the parking lot. And the manufacturer's statement of origin that I never even knew what existed is hand-carried to DMV. I'm driving the government's car. It's right in the Anchorage statutes. Cops can only write tickets on government-owned or government-driven vehicles, Title IX. Yep. Man, I'm in the matrix. But getting back on point for the Social Security number. 20 CFR, this is the regulations, and there's all types of regulations. These guys make up hundreds of thousands of them every year and put them in the Federal Register. We are being ruled by legal notice. I'm sure everybody checked it today to see what they're up to, right? None of them are voted on in office. We don't even know who in the hell they are. I could do a show on this, the type of regulations, but I want to keep it getting. I'll make this too complicated here because when you're getting started in this, you can get buried in the nonsense. So this is made by regulation. They said outside the government, called independent establishments. FDR said so in this book called The Headless Fourth Branch of Government. They're not accountable to anybody. I couldn't make this stuff up, folks. Anyway, here, what is this? Let's get back on point. 20 CFR. Section 422.104. Who can be assigned a Social Security number? That's a damn good question. You think? They give them to children in barns and hospitals before they even know what's going on. You already got a number. A, number one, a citizen, a United States citizen, which turns around to be a citizen of the United States. An alien lawfully admitted to the United States for permanent residence or under the authority of law permitting you to work in the United States. So somebody, an alien, can, it's not even in this country. Somebody just passing through. We'll give you a permit. You got to have a social slavery number. But now we got to go down to three, little I, like I, J, little I, the first one and the second one. There, they tell us what this is all about. This is why I need a social security number. You need, a Social Security number to satisfy a federal statute or regulation that requires you to have a Social Security number in order to do what? To receive a federal funded benefit. to which you have otherwise established entitlement, or you reside either in or outside the United States. I got to have a benefit. If I want a benefit, and we're going to get to this benefit, because it ties into the private law. That's what that thing in that I found in Words and Phrases. God, it just clicked finally. So in other words, if I want a federal funded benefit, I got to have a social slavery number. The second one is you need a social security number to satisfy a state or local law. Local law is private, folks. Back in a minute.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
Okay, well, this is Ralph Winroad. I'm setting in for John Stapmiller. And the subject today, basically, is private law, which is the Social Security number. Why do I need it? Which I'm going to finish up. There's two reasons why I need a Social Security number. And it's not explained to me. Why would they want to explain it to me? Hey, this comes out of 20 Code of Federal Regulations. This is where the agencies publish stuff in the Federal Register, hundreds of thousands of reg stuff that they think applies to us. Nope. That's another whole story. Let's just leave it at that. It doesn't. The thing that applies to you and me is statutes of Congress, statutes of the several states, and these ordinances. But everybody is legislating as a citizen of the United States, which we're going to get into next hour. How can that be? A citizen of the United States has no country, no domicile, nothing. So let's get back to this. This is 20 CFR, because people are always wanting to know, why do I got to have a Social Security number? I think that's a damn good question, don't you? This is A3, little I. You need it for a federal statute or regulation that requires you to have a Social Security number in order to receive a federal funded benefit to which you have otherwise established entitlement, or you reside either in or out of the United States. Or, number II, you need a Social Security number to satisfy a state or local law. Local law, by the way, is local law is all private. That requires you to have a Social Security number in order to receive public assistance benefits to which you have been otherwise, which you have otherwise established entitlement or are legally in the United States. What are they saying? If you want a benefit, federal or state, you got to have a Social Security number. Well, okay, so I get me a number, I get me a benefit, and I'll go over to my constitutional court, and we'll get this adjudicated, right? We're all good to go. They're handing out money, handing out benefits. Wrong and wrong and wrong. I'm going to read you two cases. And we're going to tie that into how, when they do private law, it's already decided the result. Isn't that a killer? You think that's so? I'm going to explain it to you next hour. But we're going to get into, first of all, we've got to understand, why would I have a problem if I have a benefit? I didn't see anything on when they forced me to sign up to get a Social Security number, or when I went to work at Public Service Company of Colorado. I didn't see any explanation. Two cases I'm going to read from. Very clear. The first one is a little harder to understand. The second one is in more plain English. And there's many cases. It started in 1792 with Hayburn's case. This one here happens to be 1919. United States versus Babcock. B-A-B-C-O-C-K. Well, I guess we're going to break, and then we'll come back, and we're going to be a sit-down, because I'm going to put this together in the next hour, and then you'll have some idea why you want social slavery.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer and schools. We must take America back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.